This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday took up former President Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump's lawyers argued that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts. University of Michigan School of Law professor Richard Lempert told VOA Scott Walterman he believes the high court will rule against Trump.
I think it was clear from your argument that there would be no absolute blanket immunity, that immunity would certainly not extend to any actions that were taken in a private capacity, like running for re-election, as opposed to a public capacity, like using the executive powers as they're intended to be used.
But Professor Lempert said Trump's lawyers likely succeeded in convincing the Supreme Court to send the case back to the lower federal courts, which would delay the actual start of the trial until after the November election. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing on Friday for talks across a range of complex issues. Blinken replied that active diplomacy was needed to move forward with the agenda set by U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping when they met in San Francisco back in November.
And there's no substitute, in our judgment, for face-to-face diplomacy in order to try to move forward, but also to make sure that we're as clear as possible about the areas where we have differences, at the very least, to avoid misunderstandings, to avoid miscalculations. That really is a shared responsibility.
Wang told Blinken that the giant ship of the China-U.S. relationship had stabilized, but added that negative factors are still increasing and building. This is VOA News. Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet both beat forecasts over the latest quarter, with the tech titans saying they are already seeing a boost to the bottom line from AI. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
The Windows maker is a big backer of OpenAI, which created the popular chatbot. It saw revenue jump 17% to almost $62 billion, with earnings per share also doing better than expected. The tech giant said profits were driven by customers adopting AI services across its cloud computing products. Meanwhile, Alphabet beat forecasts across sales, profits, and advertising income. Revenue jumped above $80 billion. Boss Sundar Pichai said AI was already boosting results from its search engine. He said more and more people were using services driven by the technology.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. In sports, the Florida Panthers are on the verge of a four-game sweep of their first-round National Hockey League playoff series after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3 Thursday. AP correspondent Mariscano has that story.
Matthew Tkachuk, who scored the first and last goals of the game, credited his goalie Sergei Bobrovsky with much of the Panthers' success so far.
I think it's been a really close series so far in the first three games, and we've been getting some unbelievable goaltending that's really weathered the storm for us, and probably that's been the biggest key for us this series.
Bobrovsky stopped 26 shots to earn his third win of the playoffs. Steven Lorenz got the game winner. Sam Reinhart and Brandon Montour also scored for Florida. The Lightning's Steven Stamkos, Tyler Mott, and Nick Paul scored for Tampa Bay. Walt Marzicano, Tampa.
In the National Basketball Association, Joel Embiid set a playoff career high with 50 points to lift the Philadelphia 76ers past the visiting New York Knicks 125-114 on Thursday. The victory cut the 76ers' deficit in the Eastern Conference first-round playoff series to a margin of 2-1. Embiid's career night came despite the Cameroonian-born center suffering with the facial condition Bell's palsy. He told reporters after the game he has a lot to overcome to make himself better.
Got to keep trusting myself, especially because, you know, the physical abilities are somewhat limited. Got to keep trusting myself and to not miss some, but I can't rely on those. I gotta, you know, keep pushing myself to put myself in better situations to succeed.
Tyrese Maxey added 25 points for the Sixers, who dropped two close games in New York to start the best of seven series. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.